Nolte, Fake News King Jeff Zucker Whines About Being Victim of Fake News. By John Nolte on July 28, 2023. Disgraced former CNN chief Jeff Zucker is whining that he is a victim of fake news. I'm telling ya, folks, it just doesn't get any better than this. Jeff Zucker, the king of fake news, the serial liar responsible for so much of this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policeman killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. And so much more, is whining and demanding a retraction over an embarrassing but pretty well-sourced Variety article that says Zucker tried and failed to buy CNN after he was ousted over a sleazy sex scandal. Former CNN president Jeff Zucker has requested a retraction for a Variety report that characterized him as desperate to acquire the network. The rap claims this information came to them from a source close to Jeff Zucker, whose name probably rhymes with Zeff Jucker. Throughout the story, the rap continues, Variety executive editor Tatiana Siegel characterizes Zucker as deeply bitter about his departure from CNN in 2022 and hell-bent on finding a way back to the network. An individual close to Zucker, whose name does not rhyme with Zeff Jucker, said that he is stunned by the publication of the article and that the reporting about him was entirely fabricated. Variety stands by our investigative story about CNN written by one of the best journalists in the business, Variety told the Wrap. So what's the truth? Did an embittered and humiliated Jeff Zucker spend a couple of years scheming to purchase CNN and then spectacularly fail in that goal, or didn't he? Who freaking cares? Watching Jeff Zucker cry baby about being the victim of fake news is like watching water whine about wet or grass whine about green. Actually, I hope it is fake news. I hope Jeff Zucker is dealing with a story that is 100% false. A fake news story that makes him look like a bitter failure. Because that is exactly what this fascist failure and fraud deserves. This is a man who tried to get President Trump assassinated. A man who did everything within his wicked power to raise predominantly black neighborhoods. A man so addicted to violence and lying there was no falsehood too small to spread. Suck on it, Zucker. Suck on it all day long. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.